It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to Just Ask David. David is away. Today, we have a very special guest, Kobi Smulders. You know her from How I Met Your Mother and a wonderful show called Friends from College and The Avengers on Netflix. And we are talking about ovarian cancer, which she had, and now she has joined a campaign to help other women. So listen, enjoy, and please share, rate, and review, and David will be back soon. If you listen to the show, you've heard me talk about my mother who died at 56 from ovarian cancer. It'll be 23 years next month, and I'm still blown away. I still can't believe I lost her so young, and there's so many women out there who have ovarian cancer and who are struggling with ovarian cancer. We've got somebody very special today. We've got the fantastic Kobi Smulders. I am such a big fan. I especially love you in Friends from College, I must say. That's show is phenomenal. I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you. And can I firstly say, I'm so sorry to hear about your mom, Lisa. I
mean,
that is something that shouldn't happen to anybody. Yes, it's a horrible thing that I'm sure you've gone through.
Yes, well, that's really kind of you to say. Well, I mean, I remember hearing about you getting diagnosed at 25. I can't even imagine. Take us back to that, Kobi, and tell us what was going on.
Yes, I was shocked myself. I was very shocked myself at 25. I've always been very intuitive in terms of my body and my health, and very proactive with my health, and so I sort of felt didn't feel right, and I went into to my doctors to sort of get it checked out, and it turned out that I had some pretty giant tumors growing on my ovaries, and then after that underwent multiple surgeries, and now luckily, gratefully, 10 years later, am cancer free.
Oh, thank goodness.
But it was a really hard time, especially at that age. You know, I know you just spoke about your mother and her being young, and for me it was very difficult because I wanted to have children.
Oh,
and so
of course.
It was not only dealing with your mortality but also dealing with your fertility and that being a worry as well.
Oh, I'm sure. That must have been so incredibly difficult and so scary.
Yes, very. Yeah.
Oh, yes. My goodness. Yeah. I mean, I watched her go through so much, and mm-hmm. it was so difficult because she got when they found it was already between stage three and four, and she
right.
had a lot of food sensitivity. So I remember her calling me up, and she's like, oh my gosh, you should see me. I ate some ice cream. I'm so bloated right now. I look like I'm pregnant. I'm like, Mom, that
right.
sounds, she would get rashes and stuff, but eventually she's like, yeah, this isn't my usual, food allergy or food sensitivity.
Yeah.
And, right. But it's hard when you might have some other gastrointestinal issues or other things that maybe mimic some of the symptoms, which can be really complicated.
Yeah, of course. It is very difficult to diagnose, and I think that's why there is a lot of fear surrounding it, because you can't really look internally. You can only if you go to the doctor and you get a ultrasound or you're getting an MRI, until you do those steps and actually see it, the inside of your body,
right.
and understand what's happening. It's definitely much more difficult to detect.
Well, today you're here. You're going to be talking about something called Not On My Watch. You partnered with Tesaro. Tell us about this.
Yes, I'm very excited about this. I've partnered with Tesaro today, and we're launching this campaign. And like you just said, it's called Not On My Watch. And I was asked to direct this PSA, and we brought in real ovarian cancer survivors, and to sort of spread this message of being proactive, of taking your health into your own hands. When I didn't even know this statistic, but 85% of women who have advanced ovarian cancer have a reoccurrence. And that was shocking to me. And a lot of these women are told to just sort of wait and watch and see what's going to happen. And I'm just not comfortable with that.
Of course.
I'm not comfortable. When I had my own diagnosis, I did all of the research I could. I looked at all of my options, and we're just here to sort of keep spreading that message and making sure that women go to their doctors and hear every option that they have for their health treatment and can go to this website, which we're actually, which we're launching today as well, called notonmywatch.com, and to get the information that they need and can have to just educate themselves. And I believe that having knowledge about your disease is empowering, and you need to sort of have, you need to know all of your options that are available to you. So it's nice to sort of start this community, to start more of a discussion about this, and to be just to be more proactive. Also, one of the exciting things about this campaign too, which I'm very excited about, is that Tesoro is donating $5 for each time that this PSA is shared ovarian cancer patient organizations. So we're building this community, and I know for me, when I was going through, you know, my own cancer, this didn't exist. There wasn't sort of this outreach, and there wasn't this website that I could go to, and there wasn't, you know, somebody like me that I could go, oh, wow, she went through this. You know, you always hear a story of like, oh, well, my mom, and,
right,
or my you know, my second cousin or someone. But I think that it's important to have these conversations and to have them in a forum where people can learn and take the knowledge that they can from these experiences.
Oh, I completely agree. You know, I went and got my BRCA. I'm saying that correctly. Test done. I was negative, but about 2 years ago, I had cantaloupe-sized fibroid in my uterus pushing on my bladder. And I thought, you know what? While you're in there, just take it all out, you know, even though, and I was lucky though, I do have one child. But my sister also had fibroids, and she had it all taken out too. Because even if, you know, the testing negative, there's still that fear. And I think that, you know, there's that whole thing of, well, should you get tested? If you test positive, do you take it all out? Do you leave it in? I mean, that's, you know, obviously up to the individual. But I think it's just the knowledge is power, right? And I have a master's in public health. And for me, it's all about prevention, detection, taking care of yourself, and spreading the word. And that's why I'm so thrilled that you're here today to do this. And it's scary because I was reading that if you do have a reoccurrence, if you've had the advanced ovarian cancer and it comes back, it's pretty hard to treat at that point, isn't it? Or is there any wiggle room?
Yes,
or?
I think it's different for each, you know, each patient. But yes, it is. I mean, and that's why we want to make sure that people are as proactive as possible and knowing that there's, you know, all sorts of options out there for them.
Now, what, if you don't mind sharing, what kind of treatment did you go through?
Well, luckily, I only had to do surgery. My cancer was deemed to be borderline, so it was this gray area of not quite malignant enough to be super aggressive, needing chemotherapy, and not quite benign enough to just leave and see what happens. So luckily, I've only had to do surgeries for my own cancer experience, and never had to do chemotherapy or any other treatment options, just surgical, which is not really any fun.
No, it's not just surgery.
But comparatively it was, the best sort of situation I could have been in, I think.
Now, were you on How I Met Your Mother at that time?
I was, yes.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Such a great show.
It's such a great show, and I was able to have an amazing supportive team behind me, and I was able to go on and have children because I had such amazing surgeons.
Oh, great!
So, yeah, it's another reason why I'm here and talking to you is that I'm lucky, and I know how lucky I am, and I want other women. You know, going back to what you were saying with women and having this forum, I think that there is something that is empowering and sort of freeing when you start talking about it too.
Definitely.
You know, when you start having these conversations and you start, you know, you're sharing not only this knowledge and information, but you're also like, it's freeing in a way, you know, you're able to sort of let that weight go a little bit, I think, when you connect to other survivors. And I know personally, whenever I have women who, you know, I do press or I'm walking on the street. I've had women come up to me and they said, you know, my sister's going through this thing, and And just to be able to share, like, oh, well, you should check out this website, or you should talk, have you talked to your doctor about this? And just sharing that information, it makes you sort of feel a part of this community and know that you're not alone in your own fight.
Oh, that is huge. Community is so huge in these situations. And I was on the website earlier today, and I'm so impressed with it. Why maintenance therapy matters. Recurrence is common. What is maintenance therapy?
Well, I'm sure you go on the website and actually learn more about maintenance therapy specifically in a better way than I'm going to do it, because I never really experienced it myself. But it is a medication that you can take and talk to your doctor about. It's a new thing, and it's just exciting that, you know, when I was sort of going through this 10 years ago, there wasn't anything.
Right.
I mean, it was literally, I remember going to my doctor and saying, you know, okay, what do I do? I've got surgery in 2 weeks, so between now and then, what should I do? And she said, you know, well, you don't smoke, right? And I said, no, I don't smoke. Okay, well then, you know, just don't smoke, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. And I was like, I have to do something. Like, should I be juicing? Should I be exercising? Should I be eating raw? Should I be doing acupuncture? You know, and I ended up sort of trying all of these things, but there wasn't really a discussion on treatment options. It was sort of like, well, we'll just wait and we'll see the surgery and then we'll see how you do. And I found that infuriating.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so now it's just really exciting that there are more options available.
Yeah, I mean, like I mentioned, for my mother, it was it'll be 23 years in November.
Right,
And for you, it was 10 years. And it's amazing how many more options there are now.
Oh, yeah. It's really incredible and very exciting. And I think it alleviates a lot of the fear that women should have when faced with this diagnosis, that there are these options available, and there is this community available to you should you need us.
You know, speaking of incredible, I have to say, when I started watching How I Met Your Mother, when they first showed you on screen, I thought, holy cow, that's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. I'm not just saying
that.
That's
a big compliment.
No, you're
Lisa.
Stunning.
Thank
oh, you must. The camera loves you, and you're so fabulous. And that must have. How was, I just have to ask, how was Friends with College doing that show? I love the cast. I love the chemistry.
Oh, I'm so glad that you like that. Yeah, it's actually coming out again. We shot another season in the spring, and it comes out in January.
Oh, my God. That had the best ending. I'm not going to say anything else, but holy cow. My husband and I have been just waiting for that to come back.
Oh, so. Yeah. It's funny. It's going to be a good season, I think. It's not going to be as It's not going to be as dramatic, I think, as the first. It's going to feel a little bit lighter in tone, a little bit funnier, because we left it kind of in a dark place.
That is true.
Yeah.
I think, I don't want to give away too much, but one of the funniest scenes is when he pitched something that had already been pitched, and then shows him like not paying attention in any meetings at all. And and I thought, oh my God, with the frickin' phones these days, I can totally see how that could happen.
Totally. I know. And Fred is so hilarious.
Fred Savage, right?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
I mean, it's great. And I know you're going to be on the Avengers coming up as well, or you've been, and I apologize if I missed it. I'm more of a dramedy type person.
I was on the last one. I can't really say much about the next because I'm sworn. I've done a blood oath.
Okay.
no, I haven't really, Lisa.
Okay.
But I can't. I just finished the latest Spider-Man one, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Cool.
So
that's awesome. Well, I just want to say, I want to tell everybody, by the way, how lovely you are. A lot of times when I have celebrities on, and I'm not putting, you know, I want to generalize, but, you know, it's like kind of a quick thing. But you were so kind. You were like, so where are you from and what are you doing? And I'm the one who's like, let's just start. Because I was so, I felt like, God, am I being a jerk? But no, I know you're busy and stuff. But you're like talking to an old friend. You're absolutely delightful. And thank goodness you're doing this great work.
Thank you for having me on. I'm excited to spread the message and have people check out the website.
Yeah, and the PSA is great. Give us the website one more time.
Oh, it's notonmywatch.com.
Notonmywatch.com. Kobe, you're always welcome here, and it's your health. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
I'm David Pollack, your beauty expert. My co-host, Lisa Davis, the health expert. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.